gelada. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I am gonna trust in the Lord until I.
Bless you. Let me say good morning to everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Good to see you all this morning. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the living God one more time. Amen. A quick reminder, when praises go up, the blessings of God will come down. So let us continue to participate in our morning worship. Let us continue to participate in our breakthrough. Let us continue to participate in our healing. Amen. Amen. So don't let anyone or anything or any spirit hinder you from getting your breakthrough this morning. Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Doxology, praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God.
To the house of the Lord, our feet to be set within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Then the courts of Babylon go well. After the dogs are hearts of the heart, dwell the tents of me.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us do so by singing hymn number 390 again. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Let us sing all three stanzas, one for him and the church. Let us celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise him that I will serve.
I am on the battlefield
someone like to lead us in prayer this morning? Does someone like to come and to the altar and lead us in prayer this morning? I'll meet you halfway. We come to the altar or come to the late podium and lead us in prayer this morning. I love the excitement when the pastor asks for prayer and three people leaning forward to come forth to pray. You know, what a blessing for our church, amen? That's a sign of growth and people loving to talk to God, amen, in a spontaneous way. You don't have to kneel.
Most gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for being our God, Lord. We thank you for watching over us last night, Lord, and bring us this morning that we might meet you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you, we know you are already here, Lord, but we just ask that you continue to go before us, Lord. Dear Lord, I ask that you bless the children, Lord. Bless them in a special way, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct their paths, Lord. And bless their parents, Lord. Continue to give them spiritual knowledge, Lord. Continue to give them persevere, Lord, with their children, Lord. That you should train them up in a way in which they will go and they will not depart from it, Lord. And dear Lord, I ask a special blessing for John Chapel, Lord. Continue to be with us. Go with us, Lord, and let us continue to do the work that you have for us, Lord, that others may see our good work and glorify you, Lord. Lord, we just love you this morning, and we praise you. If we had 1,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't praise you enough. Lord, just be with us, only you can, Lord. Lord, just direct our paths, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you let the Holy Spirit abide in each and every one of us this morning. Rule and direct our paths, Lord. We need you, Lord. And look, dear Lord, bless this community. Bless the government, Lord. You said it is upon your shoulder. And the government has no more power than what you give them, Lord. We love you and we praise you, Lord. And Lord, bless every pew. You already know what they stand in need of, dear Lord. And I just ask that you, I acted in mercy, and you granted in peace. This is my prayer, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah. the valley. It's in the valley. It's in the valley. There is joy. It's in the valley. It's in the valley. It's in the valley. There is peace. It's in the valley.
In the valley.
It's in the valley.
In the valley.
There is love.
In the
it's in the valley. It's
in the valley.
It's in the valley.
In the valley.
There is joy.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
there is love.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
it's in the valley.
In the
there is hope.
In the
for tomorrow.
In the
there is hope.
In the valley,
in the valley,
in the valley,
it's in the valley, it's
in the valley,
it's in the valley,
in the valley,
yeah, there's a lily, it's in the valley,
yeah,
right at the morning star, oh, there is a
lily,
in the valley,
right
at the
morning
star, oh, there is a
lily.
In the valley, got joy.
In the valley,
it's in the valley,
in the valley,
it's in the valley.
In the valley,
got peace.
In the
it's in the valley. I found it in the valley. It's in the valley.
In the
valley, got love.
It's in the valley.
It's in the valley. It's
in the valley.
And there is joy.
It's in the valley.
In the valley,
in the valley,
in the valley.
In the valley.
Anybody got joy?
In the valley,
got joy.
In the valley,
got joy.
In the valley,
got joy.
In the valley,
got peace.
In the
valley,
in the valley,
in the valley,
in the valley.
Oh, amen,
amen,
amen.
Y'all son, that son. Could y'all run it back again for to sing? Amen. Well, I don't know about you. But I'm glad I'm in the valley. In the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with us. He's with us. Excuse me. Still trying to get over being sick, but I know. Regardless how rattled my body is, was today, I find peace, joy, and I'm committed to finding peace and joy. I find it every time I come to John's Chapel. It's no telling how sick I am, how I feel, but I know that I will find it here. And I thank each and every one of y'all for treating my family like we are your family. And I thank y'all. We find joy in the valley, especially around family members when we see God face to face and God come to us while we in the valley. I'm so thankful. But our scripture for today will be taken from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 37 through 39. The Gospel according to John, first chapter, verses 37 to 39. The two disciples heard him speaking and followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and said, seeing them following him, he said to them, "What do you see?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." Then they came and saw where Jesus was staying and remained with him from that day. Now, the hour was the 10th hour. May God add a blessing to the hearer and do a service for come and see. Come and see.
Y'all nurses out there, y'all good? All right, y'all run on up here now. I'm going to pray for him, you know what I'm saying? I do what I have to do, but yeah, you ain't. Well, Pastor White, we all know nothing, you know. You got me good? Take your time, you're okay. Just relax. Okay, you all right? Relax. You relax. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You good?
Good morning, John's Chapel.
Good morning.
This is a wonderful day this morning, and the sun is out. It's not raining. I'm so happy to be here and to be amongst all of you today. I just want to welcome any guests that we may have visiting with us today. If you would stand and give us a greeting, announcements, or anything that you have to share with us. We have any guests or visitors with us today.
Amen. Bless you.
You want to tell us anything about yourself or who you're visiting with or just anything you want to share?
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord for her. Amen. Amen. Tell us your name. Kaylee. Brundage. Yes, Kaylee Brundage. Haley. Haley Brundage. Good. I know you. I remember you. Good job, Haley. All right. Yes.
Pastor will welcome you formally afterwards, after the announcements. And I just want to see if there's anybody else that would like to share with us. If you don't want to stand and you want to raise your hand, you're welcome to do that. All right, otherwise we're all family here this morning. get your bulletin and go over a couple announcements with you today. Please keep our, on page 6 is a list of our prayer concerns. Those are on, those that are on our sick list or prayer list for whatever issues that they have. Please keep them in your prayers during the week when they come to mind. Pull your bulletin out and just kind of go through those and kind of keep those people on your prayer list and on in front of God's presence. We'd like to see if we have any birthdays today, this week, I should say. And our birthdays are listed also on page 6, and there's a whole slew of them this week. I think half of the church must be born in July. Look at that. If you have a birthday this week, please remain seated. The rest of us will stand, and we will give you recognition by singing a birthday greeting to you. Any birthdays? We have July 19th, Bobby Moment.
Yay, Bobby.
July 20th, Brittany Bradley.
Yay, Brittany.
July 20th, Kizzy Gray.
Yay.
July 21st, Reverend Flora Scott.
Yay.
July 21st, Mahiga Fitzpatrick. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yes.
July 22nd, Ann Mills.
Hey, Mama, good.
July 23rd, Anitra Freeman. Also on July 23rd, Katendra Frey. July 24th, Ann McKenzie.
Man, good.
And July 25th, Colleen Barrett. Those names, please remain seated. The rest of us will stand and give you a birthday salute.
Happy birthday to you. Come on, sing. To you. Come on, sing. God bless you. Sing. Good to see you. To you. Sing. Happy birthday. And Mia, sing. China, sing. Your mother's birthday? To July the 20th. When is that? That's tomorrow. Yeah. Good job. Happy birthday, sing to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
Happy birthday. Amen. We have one anniversary on record this week, July 20th, 1985, Mr. Carlos and Mrs. Lynette Robinson.
Amen. Bless them. Amen. Amen.
In your bulletin on page 5 is a flyer from the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. They are celebrating their 120th year of faith, fellowship, and service. Their service for their anniversary is this afternoon, and the great Reverend Willie White Jr. will be bringing the Word of God this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Friendship here in Enterprise. Hopefully you'll be able to join us.
Amen.
On the announcements this week, we have our regular announcements, regular things that happened this week, but I want to point out lay council meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. And also the adult Bible study by way of Zoom is Wednesday at 6. Summer lunch feeding program for children is at 11:30 to 12:30 each weekday. If you have any questions, see Sister White for any details. And the Johns Chapel Annual Revival, and Pastor, I'm sure, will be bringing you some more announcements pertaining to that, is the 27th to the 29th at 7 p.m. and the Reverend Eddie Thomas will be our guest speaker. Please mark your calendars and plan to attend.
Bless you.
I think those are all that we have this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Sister Solomon. Come on, y'all. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Sister Solomon, for our announcements this morning. Thank you all. Thank you again, John's Chapel. Thank you for your prayers and your support. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen. For not being takers, but givers. For not being consumers, but contributors. For not being spectators, but participators. Give yourselves another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Just outstanding, fantastic, superb Christians right here in Enterprise, Alabama. I am so proud of my members. Amen. Amen. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for your faithfulness and your loyalty towards kingdom building. Let's continue to thrive and push forward. Sister Brundage, when you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you. No matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like, you're going to be loved here in our church. The church with unconditional love. Not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. To our sister, you are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all, let's give our hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank God for you. And we're so thankful and grateful for Sister Beverly Barber being able to invite her to come and be a part of our worship service. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give Sister Beverly Barber a hand clap of praise. Amen. For extending the love to come and support our church. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. Brother Green, how are you? Good to see you this morning. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. You and your guests here with us this morning. So thankful and grateful for you all. Let's get ready. On Tuesday, we will have our official board meeting. Our official board meeting at 6 o'clock. Our official board meeting at 6 o'clock. It's very imperative that you attend our official board meeting at 6 o'clock. Zoom. We'll be on our Zoom meeting. Our official board meeting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, okay? So make sure we tune in with our official board meeting Tuesday at 6 o'clock. All right, then we will have our regular Bible study at 6 o'clock p.m., noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock on Wednesday. All right. So let's get ready for immediate after service. At 2 o'clock, we're going to be with Friendship Baptist Church. They celebrate their church anniversary. So we meet after service. They ask if we can come over. They're going to have lunch prepared, already serving. So if we want to eat, you can go over to Friendship and get prepared for 2 o'clock service. I need all of my members to be there. Choir members, we're asking the mass choir to sing. Devontae, you all help us, our musician, to be there to play. We need all our members to be there to help us, to assist us while we celebrate their 120th church anniversary. So we need to go as a church family and support them. I need your support. I need your help. We've been in revival all week long, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and on the other side of Midway. So that's an hour and a half drive one way, hour and a half bike. So I'm making it home about 10 something at night. So, you know, and then yesterday we were in Phoenix City doing a funeral there and, well, attending a funeral. So, you know, we're busy, but yet we're fruitful. So I need familiar. Amen. I need that push. Amen. You know, the 10 to 15 minutes we up, I need that push. Amen. So we need 80 plus members to be there to help us to celebrate in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for our revival. The end of this month, the 27th through 29th, we need all our members to attend each night. We know we're preparing to sing on that Friday night. We may have to be prepared to sing on that Thursday and Friday. But I know on that Friday night, we'll be prepared to sing on that Friday night. So all our members be prepared to give. Also, our $25 assessment for our revival. and some are still giving towards our church anniversary. I see it. Some of you all are still giving towards our church anniversary, which was last month, and that's a big plus. So that's okay. That's okay. Some were not able to give the $100, but some are giving 50. Some gave 25. And that's okay. That's good. So make sure that you all able to give something towards our church anniversary, because the unit has been ordered. And the unit coming in, our air conditioning unit, that's $11,000. Amen. And you know that it's cost. I can't get it on credit. So we got to pay $11,000 for that unit. And they sent it. It's coming. So we need to pay for that unit. It's coming. You got to pay cash money. Brother Hammonds, amen. It's $11,000. It's coming, okay? Amen. Thank you, my friend. Thank you all. Somebody coming in, they come in. Amen. All right, so let's get ready for our worship service. Let's get ready for our worship service. Let's prepare now in our giving. Amen. Let me see, where are we now? Trustees, great job, trustees. We're making progress again here in our church. Brother Rich, good to see you. Thank you all for yesterday. Y'all did a great job at the Enterprise State Community College, the Jamboree giveaway. Thank you all, team. Thank you all, team, for serving. We did a great job. John's Chapel, Closed Closet Ministry, our outreach ministry, our rulers. We were able to give away the rulers. We were able to represent in a five-star fashion manner. So thank you all for doing a great job doing the giveaway. So let's be prepared with the socks. We were able to give away the socks. We did that. Let's be prepared to do more things right before annual conference. So you'll hear about it on Tuesday. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday. Now we have did a little repairs in the women's restroom, did a little repairs in the fellowship hall, and we have done a little repairs with our organ, major repairs with our organ. So we have the paddles fixed, some internal stuff fixed, even the Hensley, what that called? Huh? Leslie. The Leslie, the speaker, right? What's it called? Which is a speaker? Your Leslie, the speaker, yeah. Leslie, amen. So he went in, I thank you, Brent. Yeah, use my, amen, right terminology. Leslie's fixed. So thank you, trustees. We're making forward. We're moving forward with things that needs to be done here in our church. We're getting a unit in so that upstairs can be cooled off, as well as some of our downstairs department can be cooled off. So these are the necessities that needs to be done here in our church as we move forward for 10, 15, 20 more years from now, because we have major plans for our church. We're going to do it in phases. We got some major things to take care of. Phase number two getting ready to kick in. Okay? You'll hear about it Tuesday. So you need to tune in. Phase number two getting to kick in. Amen. You'll hear about it Tuesday. And then phase three going to kick in. All right? So tune in. I love it. All right, so they changed out all this stuff. What, trustee? Brother Bryce said, come and get this stuff. I told him to put it up here. I don't know what they are. They're bulbs or something. But Bryce said he started to remove it, but he thought it was, I can't say it because they called the FBI. Don't say it. Yeah, I can't say it. But he thought it was something dangerous.
Thank you.
So let's get ready now to give. So we see that our giving is not in vain. Our giving is not in vain here at John Shepherd Emmy Church. So let us give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 20, 26. All right. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church, for the leadership of our ushers, as we prepare to give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, how I love.
Come on, say.
Jesus.
Say, oh, It is the sweetest name
I know. Saying this bar,
Jesus,
that's it.
Something special, supernatural about your name.
Say Jesus,
Jesus.
Something happened.
Yokes are being broken. Chains are being broken. People are being set free. Somebody being delivered. Demons are being destroyed. Come on, sing. Shout Jesus. Somebody ought to shout Jesus. Somebody being healed right now. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Something happened.
Demons are running right now. The devil's on the run right now.
Jesus.
He's running out your house right now.
Jesus.
He's running. He's running from your child right now. He's running. He's running from your son right now. He's running from your daughter right now. Your grandchildren right now. He's running up your job right now. Come on, keep singing, keep singing. He's moving. God is moving.
When I call you,
demons tremble. When they hear the name of Jesus.
When I call you.
People are saved who call on the name of Jesus.
Mercy.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on.
There is something about heaven. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain.
Bless the Lord this morning. Come on and bless Amen. The Lord. Bless the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank God for His Spirit. Thank God for His power this morning. Thank you, Brother Brent. Thank you, Devontae. Thank you, children of the living God. Father, we thank you for your glory. Thank you for our program participants. We don't have to ask you to come because you're already here. Now, God, have thine way. Speak to me and speak through me. This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a joy it is to be able to come and be at liberty to worship God in spirit as well as in truth. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I thank God for the prayer warriors who are praying for our church 7 days a week. We have prayer walls throughout our church, and I can tell the difference. When we're here 7 days a week, we're not just here at John's Chapel just to be here, but we're here for divine reason as well as for divine purpose. Prayer team, continue to pray that God will continue to soften our hearts. Be alert to His call, be alert to His voice, and be alert to His movement. I refuse to get connected to a dead church. Amen. Anything dead around Reverend White, I like to resurrect it. Amen. I'm not going to bury it. I resurrect dead stuff. Amen. This water walking, dead man raising, death defeating God in us, and you talking about burying dead stuff? We resurrect dead stuff as children of the living God. So when you come to church, you come to church already on fire for God, hungry like Zacchaeus, ran ahead of the crowd and climbed the sycamore tree. When you're hungry, you rush to the buffet, ready to eat. Say your grace later. You ready to eat? Eating while you're standing in line. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how we come to church. All right, quickly. quickly. It's already printed on the back of your bulletin. You have your 3 points. Move, master, make. Move, master, make. 3 points. All right, real fast, church flow. Go and do your church flow real fast. John's Chapel Elmy Church. Take a picture, put it on social media. Layla, put it on social media, take a picture of it real quick. Leela, Layla, Brundage, Kayla, Sister Brundage, Brundage. Right in the back of your program, take a picture, put it on social media. Amen. Amen. She said Kayla. What did it sound like around then? I know it. All right, good. All right. What's her name? Haley. Huh? Haley. All right. Good. All right. Put it on social media, all right? Good. All right, we there? All right, so we have it. Move, master, make. Second Peter, the third chapter, verse 18. You see it? Third chapter. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Okay? Okay? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Okay, you have your topic, sermon title, no cap, I'm growing in Christ. Shout back at me, no cap, I'm growing in Christ. No cap, I'm growing in Christ. No cap, I'm growing in Christ. Ushers may be seated. No cap, I'm growing in Christ. All right, we got to move fast. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Simmons, tech team. Thank you all. Thank you. Youth, young adults, and my seniors, saints. Yeah, we got a mixture. Discipleship is not a sprint. It's a lifelong journey. Okay? Understand that. The discipleship is not a sprint. It's a lifelong journey. As God is molding, shaping us to become like Him, it's not a sprint. It's a lifelong journey. God is developing you, molding you, shaping you. Your character, your integrity, your identity, each day, to become more and more like Him. And we have to understand that it's not a sprint, but it's a lifelong journey with Him. It is imperative as believers to understand that as a disciple of Jesus the Christ, I have to grow, I cannot remain the same. As disciples, we grow. As children of the living God, we shift from tier 10 to tier 9. From tier 9 to tier 8. To tier 8 to tier 7. We are on a constant move, not downward, but upward with God. We cannot become stuck in our relationship with God. Because if we become stuck and satisfied with being stuck, stagnation will kick in. And when stagnation kicks in, pollution kicks in. And anything that's polluted will die. Your walk, your talk, your spiritual growth with God will die. You'll be like the hamster in the cage, running, going nowhere. You know how frustrating it is to be running, going nowhere? You know how frustrating it is trying to chase something that you can't catch? Lord have mercy. It's like a hound dog trying to chase 10 rabbits at one time. It's like standing in the Elbe River trying to chase water downhill. It's frustrating trying to capture something that you can't even catch. So Peter is trying to help the church to understand that there's no use of trying to cap a man within society or trying to cap within the church or trying to cap within yourself. He's trying to show them how to grow in the Lord. Peter declared in verse number 18, he said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Point number one is move. Move forward in faith. But grow in grace. As disciples, God is commanding us to move. He's not commanding us to stand still, nor to embrace or hold on to our blessings from yesteryear or yesterday. Wear your blessings loosely. Be thankful and grateful for what the Lord has already blessed you with, and look for new things to come in your life right now. Peter had declared in the text, but grow in grace. He's declaring to the church, you have to move. Move forward in faith, young people. Be thankful and grateful for your relationship with God right now, but have a desire as well as the intention of growing and getting closer to the Lord on tomorrow. You have to understand, as believer, God is counting on us to grow in Him. And the way that we grow in Him, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our setbacks, in the midst of our potholes, those are opportunities for us to grow in the Lord. Stop looking at your trials and your tribulations as an opportunity for a man to decline in who God is. That's an opportunity for you to see the realness and the powerfulness of God. In other words, greater the problem, greater the blessing. That's a chance for you to see God move in your life one more time. How can you have a testimony without a test? That's what Peter is teaching us in the text. He's showing us in the text how to move forward in the grace of God. What I love about the text this afternoon, Peter is showing us in the text, he said, but grow in grace. He's showing us how to grow in grace, not grace growing in us. He's showing us in the text we are dependent on grace, not grace dependent on us. Ooh, y'all about to miss your hot dog moment. You got to understand how vital it is. He's showing us because sometimes on this journey you will mess up, you will slip up, you will stumble along the way as a disciple. None of us are perfect, but we serve a perfect God. You ought to be making progress. You ought to be progressing along the way, but you're not perfect. But he's saying you ought to grow in grace. Ooh, I like that. Hot dog. You have to understand from the pulpit to the pews, we sin by commission and omission. You sin by word, thought, or deed. Ooh, y'all looking at me like you're perfect. The Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. I shouted last night just from that Bible verse. I said, that's my hot dog moment when he said, grow in grace. He told me last night that God's grace is sufficient for me. He told me last night I can't outgrow God's grace. I thank God this morning that God's grace is so big and so wide, we can't outuse God's grace. You ought to shout this morning because the Bible says that we have to grow in God's grace, not God's grace growing in us, because his grace is unlimited. You miss your hot dog moment. Hot dog, when I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my soul shall glory. Hallelujah. You got to move this morning. And when you move forward in faith, how can you move, China? Forward in faith. This is how you move forward in faith. You move through prayer. That's how you move. Every morning you wake up, you fall on your knees, you move through prayer. In the evening hour, you move through prayer. In the midnight hour, you move through prayer. Here's another way you move. You move through reading God's word. You got to study the word, eat the word, digest the word, not live the word. And there's another way you move forward in faith. You got to live the word. When people lie on you, tell God about it. You live in the word. Because the Bible says, pray for them who despitefully use you and abuse you. The Bible says, forgive folk who done you wrong. Yes, and when you move, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that come up against you, you shall condemn. Say yes. Not only he said move in grace, he said also move in knowledge of Jesus Christ. Point number two is master. Master your walk. Master your walk. Walk with Jesus every day. When you keep them covers off of you, you make sure you stay connected, young people, with God. Unfriend the world and unfollow the world. Friend God and follow God. Master your walk with Jesus. Live the godly life. Don't let the world master you.
Let Jesus master your life. Paul, Peter in the text is making it crystal clear that once when you understand the grace of God, and now that you have the knowledge of God, let God master you. It starts vertical, and then it comes out on a horizontal look. He said, first you got to look up. Now you can look out. He said, first you got to have grace before you can help somebody else along the way. Because if the knowledge of God has not kicked in, you'll misuse God's grace. You'll think that you have changed on your own. You'll think that the house that you received, you got it by yourself. You'll think that the job and the promotion that you have received, the 6 digits that you get on the ease, has become yours because of your ability of networking and your smarts and your expertise. You'll forget about God. So Peter's saying, let's put it in the right order. You got to realize that you have what you have. It's because of God. Job had it right. God giveth, and the Lord can take it away. So Peter's saying, now you got grace down, and you have to understand knowledge with grace will help you to move forward. Knowledge with grace will keep you from capping in the presence of God, will keep you for not, amen, lying in the presence of God, keep you truthful and being trustworthy in the presence of God. Whenever you have knowledge this morning, it's not hard to get your praise on, because knowledge will tell you that it wasn't the alarm clock that woke you up this morning. It was God who woke you up this morning. Knowledge will tell you that it was the Lord who provided for you all week long. It was God who breathed in your nostrils the breath of life and your lungs one more time oxygen so you can get up this morning. Knowledge will let you know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, instead of being a close case, it would have been a cold case. Knowledge would tell you that God is on your side. We got to get out the master. Look what Peter said. Peter said, to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Point number three, make Jesus known. Make Jesus known. Young people, adults, we're not saved just to be saved. We are saved to make Jesus known. He said, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Look at the pattern of Peter in the text. The first revelation that he presented, he said grace and knowledge. He pointed to heaven and then earth. At the close of the verse now, he said, to him be glory both now and ever. Now, earth, and ever, heaven. Look at how Peter shifted the environment. The first statement was grace and knowledge. The first push was heaven and earth. To make Jesus known, he shifted now from earth to heaven. He said, no cap on growing in Christ. You have to participate from here and then up there. I got to go. He's saying in the text, this is a good vital point for all of us. You are saved to serve. You're not just saved to come to church to look good, but you are saved to serve. He's saying in the text, here's your hot dog moment. Let your light shine. Hot dog. He's saying in the text, you don't have to be a preacher to let your light shine, young people. You don't have to be a bishop or a pope. You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be a deacon or a musician to let your light shine. You just let your light shine because you are a child of God. He's saying in the text, it starts now and forever. You got to exit from the church. Whenever you enter back in school, you can be a witness to the young people around you, sharing with them that the God that you serve, He is able to give them peace like He has given you. You got to let people know who work with you on your job that the God that you serve, He is able to change them like He changed you. You don't have to wait this Sunday morning to be a witness. You can witness the people on your job, at Walmart, at Kmart, at Chick-fil-A, wherever you are, you can tell someone about the goodness of the Lord. Old Church of the Living God, I'm glad this morning that Peter concluded the text with one word, and that one word is amen. He concluded the text by saying amen. I'm done. I'm finished. It's over. He concluded the text with that one word by saying amen. It's a done deal. Everything's sealed. I'm finished. Confirmation took place. I agree. Amen. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, I only have one word for you this morning. Amen. When I think about how He healed my body, how He saved my soul, I only have one word for you this morning. Amen. When I think about how He woke my family up this morning, clothed them and kept them in their right mind, I only have one word for you this morning, and that word is amen. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for you, how He woke you up this morning, how He clothed you and kept you in your right mind, you want to have one word for Pastor White, and that word is, I can't hear you this morning. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for you, how He paid the rent, how He paid the mortgage, how He paid the light bill, one more time, and that word is, when you think about how He died for your sins and my sins on that old rugged cross, but early Sunday morning, He got up with all power in His hand, and you got one word you want to shout with Pastor White, and that word is amen. Say yes. Say yes. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. No cap. Growing in Christ. Amen. to grow in Christ. No lying kept me lying, not telling the truth. So when somebody asks you what is cap, you say lying. No cap, no lying. I'm not lying. I'm growing in Christ. I know I am. You know, you got to move. You got to move. Stay active. Stay active. What my next point? Not only you got to move, help me, Brother Michael. Point number two is what? You got the master. You got the master. Let Jesus be your master. Let him master your life. Not the world. Let Jesus take over. Then you gotta make him known. Make him known. Come and let us stand over the church. Let's stand over the church. We have a little time. Come on, come. No cap. I'm growing in Christ.
Everybody.
Come on.
Everybody say amen. Everybody say.
Come on, if you're not saved, come and give me your hand, but give your heart to Jesus. Come. It's your opportunity to come. If you're saved, but you're looking for a church home, it's your opportunity to come. Don't delay. Don't put it out. It's your opportunity to come. Don't delay. The Lord is calling you to be a part of what he's blessing. Come. If you make one step, God will make two steps. God will bless you real good. He'll bless your household. Come by faith. Come. If you're here, you need prayer. Come.
doing good? Vermaxa? Yeah, Dr. Thompson? Everybody doing good? Good. Rebel, how you doing? Doing good. For Ed, doing good. For Evans, you doing good? Good. For Crawford, you doing good? For Lee, you doing good? Good. All right. Who I miss? Brother Allen, you doing good? Good. Y'all get off of me. All right. For Hammonds, you doing good? I thought I called your name two or three times. Jeremiah, you doing good? Yeah, good. For Huggins Jr., good. Good. Brother Brink, doing good. Good. Devontae, doing good. Good. All right. All right. I got all the men. Good. So about 15 men, all right? Good. We're getting ready for Men and Women Day celebration. Our Men and Women Day celebration. Get ready, men. We're going to do something kind of different. We'll get ready. We're here with Brother Ed Brown later on. All right, Men and Women Day coming up in August. Second Sunday in August. All right, second Sunday night. Get ready. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you, the Lord, for the wonderful worship experience. Keep us in perfect peace. Have thine way in our lives. Thank you for everything. Be with us as we go to friendship. Go before us. May the pathway smooth. We give you the glory. We claim the victory. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion, Holy Spirit, rest, rule, abide with the side of him forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.
May God.